Walker Legacy Center has undergone some major changes, so can you describe the general improvements and upgrades inside and out of the center?
The majority of the renovations are infrastructure. There had just not been a lot of consistent upkeep. There is now central air, new fiber, and Wi-Fi. There's all new audio-visual equipment. The ballroom and the entire building side of the Walker has been completely renovated. All of the boardrooms are completely renovated. All of the tenant spaces have been completely renovated. Last but not least, there's a brand new elevator, beautiful elevator that has different pictures of Madam and her products that is etched into the walls of the elevator. And now the elevator actually goes all the way into the ballroom directly, again, just for wheelchair accessibility.
It sounds beautiful. Many people who are familiar with the history of not only the center, but Indiana Avenue knew it as a hub for entertainment. Mm-hmm. I'd like to know, what is the strategy for attracting business and attendees to the center? Is it primarily for events and entertainment, or is the center available for office space? And if so, what type of businesses would be ideal?
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you asked that, Terry. The reason why we adjusted the name to Madam Walker Legacy Center in 2018 from the Madam Walker Theater Center is that we wanted to be able to uplift Madam's entire legacy. And as you said, it was an entertainment hub, but that wasn't what Madam actually was about. She was an entrepreneur. She was a businesswoman. And so we have four pillars that we are working under now, which is entrepreneurship, women's equity, social justice, and then arts and entertainment. And so while we definitely want to continue to encourage programming ourselves and for others to use and come in and attend events in the theater as well as the ballroom, we are looking at broadening our scope. One of those things is really highlighting the Madam Walker Legacy Center as a nonprofit organization. Aside from the historic Walker Theater, we've got new programming around entrepreneurship. We actually finished a call out for women-owned businesses. We're doing what we're calling our Inspire Her entrepreneurship programming specifically for women-owned businesses, and we'll be working with Mid-State Supplier Development Corporation to give grants to women-owned businesses. We're also wanting to broaden our scope as far as social justice. There's been so many things, of course, that have happened nationally and locally, you know, just over the last several years. And so that's something I would say look out for more from the Walker in 2022.
Thank you for your time today.
Yeah, thank you.